KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 33 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today and a high of 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In state news, Republican lawmakers say they're close to a deal to cut Iowans' income taxes, but it's taken a while to find the method and depth of cuts that all feel comfortable with, according to House Speaker Linda Upmeyer of Clear Lake.
I think the thing we have to remember here is that Republicans have waited a long time to do some tax reform and some tax cuts, and there are 88 Republicans here, and so it's not surprising, perhaps, that there are many different ideas on how you might approach this.
Senate President Charles Snyder, a Republican from West Des Moines, says it's been two decades since Republicans control both the legislative and executive branches of state government and had a serious discussion about tax policy.
So these conversations don't happen very often, and we want to make sure that we get the policy right. And there are a couple things that we all agree on, even though we don't have a final plan in place.
There is universal agreement among Republicans that the state shouldn't get a windfall after federal tax cuts were enacted in December. Without any changes, that would happen because Iowans get a deduction on their state income taxes for their federal tax bill. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds says she does not have a timeline for having a final deal emerge from the private talks, and she's been reluctant to make public pronouncements about what the should be in the tax plan.
You know, when you start drawing lines in the sand, that makes it hard to have those conversations.
House Republicans have voted for a five-year plan that would cut taxes by $1.3 billion. Republicans in the Senate have proposed a $2 billion cut in over the next 5 years. Senate Democratic Leader Janet Peterson of Des Moines says there is room for a tax cut this year, but the size of the deal that may emerge from the GOP's closed-door negotiations is worrisome.
You know, the tax plan is still kind of a mystery to us as to Iowans and what we're actually going to see. Democrats have said all along that we'd be willing to work on a tax plan as long as it's fair and that it takes into account our current budget situation.
Peterson and Snyder made their comments during an appearance this past weekend on Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police report the arrest late Saturday night of 26-year-old Whitney Marie Stevens of Red Oak. Stevens was taken into custody at around 10:25 p.m. for failure to provide SR-22 insurance, and she was cited for driving while license suspended. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. Two people were arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop late Friday night in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials report 63-year-old Jeff E. Mendenhall of Corning was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and 46-year-old Carrie Lynn Pace of Villisca was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond each. The Montgomery County K-9 unit assisted in making the arrests. Also arrested Friday night on a separate charge was 32-year-old Chad Mitchell Gazer of Kellerton. He was taken into custody for failure to provide SR-22 insurance and was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. And 60-year-old Jim Jr. Hyde of Kellerton was arrested at the same time on a warrant for theft in the third degree. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports deputies with his office stopped a car Friday evening at the Thurman exit on Interstate 29 for traffic violations. And during the stop, the driver, identified as 41-year-old Allison K. Burford of St. Joseph, Missouri, was found to be in possession of a controlled substance. Burford was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $1,000 bond. The Fremont County K-9 unit assisted in the arrest. Well, more information is expected to be released today about a fatal shooting of a man by police in Boone. That happened Saturday. In a news release issued Sunday, Boone police said officers were sent to a home on a report of a domestic situation. And upon arrival, officers encountered a man who was shot and killed by officers. The news release did not identify the man or provide other details about whether he was armed or what led to the shooting, for that matter. The Iowa DCI is assisting in the investigation. Iowa authorities are investigating a weekend fire that killed a woman and child in Waterloo. That fire was reported around 6:30 a.m. Sunday by a newspaper carrier. Waterloo Fire Rescue Battalion Chief Mike Moore said firefighters found the victims on the second floor of the home. Three other people escaped the fire. The names of the victims were not immediately released. Investigators are working to determine what caused the blaze. Sunday's fire was the second fatal fire in Waterloo over the past month. On March 15th, a fire killed a woman and her son and daughter. South Carolina's governor is asking his counterpart in Iowa if a flag that the Citadel cadets flew before the Civil War can stay at the South Carolina Military College. Iowa has allowed the Citadel to keep the red flag with the white palmetto tree and crescent emblem since 2010, when a museum realized its significance. The flag flew over a South Carolina island a few months before the start of the Civil War, when Citadel cadets stopped a Union resupply mission. An Iowa Civil War soldier took the flag home at the end of the war. The Post and Courier of Charleston reports South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster is asking Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds to make a loan to the Citadel permanent. The deal is set to expire in 2021. In the funeral announcements, Gerald John Beeson, age 92, of Erling, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial for Gerald Beeson will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Orville Guard, age 97, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Orville Guard will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jennifer Erb, age 42, of Manning, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Services for Jennifer Erb will be today at 2:30 at the IKM Manning Gymnasium in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Floyd Hightoff, age 89, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. A massive Christian burial for Floyd Hightoff will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church at Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Bill Shannon, age 95, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Bill Shannon will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Orlin Farah, age 86, of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Orlin Farah will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gerald Edward Jones, age 79, of Flippin, Arkansas, and formerly of Walnut, died February 20th. A celebration of life for Gerald Jones will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Monroe Methodist Church, northeast of Walnut. Joan David, age 86, of Rural Orient, died Sunday at Creston Specialty Care. Funeral services for Joan David are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Eileen Dennis, age 100, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. A massive Christian burial for Eileen Dennis is pending. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.